We had an email from a listener.
Okay.
And I was wondering, since you are a parent, it's another parenting advice type thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is really up your alley. This is perfect for you. So a dude writes in, he said, my wife and I were off to see Zac Brown. They went to go, you know, concert, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a babysitter coming in to watch their 2.5-year-old son. He said, this is only the second time we have used this girl to babysit. And actually only the second time we have had a sitter for him, period. You know, with 2020 and all this kind of stuff, obviously. Anyway, since the last time that she came in, he ended up getting a job with Xfinity. So now he's got the whole house security system, which you know about as well.
Mm-hmm.
Interior cameras that he can access while he's away, like the Nest kind of thing. So the whole house is rigged. And before the girl came in, she said, would it be okay? I have a friend and her brother who are in town visiting me and they're staying with me. Can they come too? Can they come over while I'm there?
Mm-hmm.
So the wife and the husband have two issues. The first issue is they, you know, this is a relatively new babysitter. They don't want strangers in the house. They spent a whole time vetting her. That was the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
They vetted her. They actually, when they met her, according to his letter, in a neutral environment, like a coffee shop or whatever, and they had a whole interview process, and she gave them references, and they checked out the references. But here are these two strangers coming to the house now, her friend and her friend's brother. So they feel very uncomfortable with that.
Mm.
So they want to say no to that. That's the first question. Can I say no to the babysitter having people over?
Yes.
Okay. Second of all, if we say no to her and she has them over anyway, we've got the house rigged with cameras. So we're going to see. We could see in real time if anybody else is there.
Mm.
Do we tell her that we have cameras?
I don't think you have to, because it's your house. You can do whatever you want with it. So I'm not going to tell.
I don't mean legally. No, he's not saying legally.
No, I'm not saying legally or morally. I'm saying more morally. No, it's my house. I can have cameras in every freaking room if I want.
Right.
So you're dumb enough to bring somebody over. Plus, Zac Brown, we're going to be gone 5 hours. You can be 5 hours without these people. I don't want somebody in my house that I don't know. Yeah, shit gets stolen. It's not cool. You're around my kid. I don't want people I don't know around my kid. No, I respect you for asking, because most of the people wouldn't even ask. They just bring them over, and then you would find out later or not at all. So I respect her for asking, but no, nobody in my house except you, and that's it. Because if something is missing, I'm going to blame you no matter what.
Right.
So I don't want to be looking through all my drawers to make sure you didn't steal something.
Right. Right. And I think here's the other issue. One person on their own, especially somebody that they vetted who's babysat before, you can pretty much trust them. Once a teenager has other teenagers around them, they may end up doing something they wouldn't normally do because of peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't care how cool you are as a teenager, peer pressure exists. If someone says, do it, you're going to do it. I'm sorry, you're just going to do it. And it's your friend and your friend's brother. So there's also a boy there, and I don't know, you know, with my kid there. Like, it's one thing if you have a male babysitter and you're comfortable, you know, with strange men around the house. But I think, I don't know. I would have a real problem with people I did not vet in my house, regardless of gender. That's the first issue. And the second issue is, I think I would tell her we have cameras everywhere.
I wouldn't want to
trick her and say it afterwards. I wouldn't want to be like, you lied to us. You said somebody was not going to come over, and we have, here's the footage, and put it right in her face, or you just don't hire her again. I don't know. I don't think I would. I think I would tell her ahead of time. Listen, the house is rigged.
Mm-hmm.
There's cameras everywhere. So
he,
if you have
works
people
for
over,
a security company, it's everywhere. You can't go anywhere without being on camera.
Right.
I mean, I think back to when my parents would go out of town. My parents would go out of town like once a month, when me and my brother were in high school, and we would have massive parties.
Right.
I mean, huge parties. And I can't believe that we did half the things we did and had that many people in our house and nothing got stolen.
But that's your own house. It's different. Like, I used to babysit when I was a kid, and I would babysit for not babies. I think the kids were like, I don't know, 5 and 9 or something. I mean, they were, you know, they weren't tiny, tiny children. Same
parents would let you around kids.
You know, it was weird that they would. It was the only people I ever babysit. It wasn't like I was a normal babysitter. It was just this, they were family friends. I knew the kids. They felt comfortable with me. I didn't mind these kids. They didn't annoy the fuck out of me. So I was like, fine, I'll do it. So I used to babysit there all the time. And the worst part was like, I'd fall asleep on the couch. So the kids would be upstairs sleeping. I'd be on the couch sleeping. It's like, well, this was a waste of your money because everybody's sleeping. Like, if anything happens in this house, I can't do anything for you. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm downstairs. I'm asleep.
I'm downstairs on the couch sleeping.
I can't smell smoke down here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can't. It was a giant house. If anything happens to your 9-year-old, if they climb out the window, sorry, I'm asleep on the couch.
But I mean, we had hundreds of people in the house. And nothing got stolen. I mean, I just...
Because there was nothing to steal at your house.
No, in my parents' house, there was. It was a massive house.
Oh.
So there was kids everywhere. You know, 3 people in my parents' room at one time and 5 in my room. And it was just massive. You know, we had a band downstairs. You're
triggering me right now.
Yeah, we had a band downstairs. So...
Wow.
I mean, kegs, band. We paid the neighbors off so they wouldn't tell my parents. I mean, it was a massive party. So
right.
I can't, looking back at that, that's scary as hell. If my kids did that now, I'd be scared to death.
Yeah, but no, she just wanted to have 2 people over. She didn't want to have a massive party. But then, you know, you're right. It's a slippery slope. You invite 2 people over. They mention it to a friend of theirs who's in town. Come on over. We're at this random house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're right. It's like, if it's not your house, even more reason why you don't feel any duty to that house or any responsibility for that house.
Yeah, they could go up to the parents' room, start going through the drug cabinet, going through drawers, finding money, whatever. I mean, all of that's scary.
Yeah, so. I would.
Yeah.
I would totally go through their stuff.
I go through people's stuff now when I go to the bathroom.
Right.
It's with the lie, lock the door. I'm going through everything. If I find Vicodin, I'm staking it.
I know, it's so funny. So my boyfriend, he had this client and he suspected she was pregnant because he said that, you know, he can always tell when clients get a dog to test to see if they want to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way they treat the dog, it's like, okay, if we can handle the dog, we could probably handle a kid. And he knew that if they got pregnant, they'd be moving out of the city. So he was kind of like preparing himself for losing them as clients because it was a tiny apartment. They had no room for themselves, let alone a baby. So he didn't know if it was true or not. So he was in the bathroom and he went through the cabinet.
Oh,
and
no.
he found all these like prenatal
vitamins
pills or whatever.
And stuff.
No. What are they?
Vitamins.
Yeah, prenatal vitamins. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah, folic acid, all these prenatal vitamins. And he's like, yep, see, takes a picture of it. He's like, see, I told you. I was like, yeah, I'm okay. Don't make me an accomplice here. I don't need to see this.
And if it's anything good, take it. Just take a few.